Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus has conquered the world for us. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We give you the glory, we exalt you. We give God the glory, we give you all honor. No one can see the end of your glory. No one can see the end of your power. We are grateful, God. Thank you because you are good, you are kind, faithful are you, God. We bless and appreciate you for another day, for another Saturday, the last Saturday in the month of March. Your grace has kept us. Mercy says no. Mercy has been saying no to everything contrary to the will of God over our lives. Lord, we are grateful. We exalt you because you are good. We thank you because we've been enjoying you on a daily basis. You are the strength of our life. You are the peace that we enjoy. We exalt and appreciate you. Lord, we thank you for your unconditional love over our lives. We thank you for victory. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for favor. We thank you for every good things that we daily enjoy at a daily basis. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you, God, because we enjoy you every time we call on you. Even there are times that we don't even call, but you come and stand for us. You arise for our sakes to give us victory. We are so grateful for all you have done. We exalt you. Let your name be glorified. Oh God, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 28th day in the month of March. We are so good. God has kept us all through the journey. I want us to make this words of declaration that I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am strengthened by the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not lack the help of the Lord. The mercy of God will speak volume for me as I go out today in the name of Jesus Christ. In the journey of today, the Lord will be in my midst. I will not be moved. The Lord will fight my battles and give me victory in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the help of the Lord more than words can say in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will raise men for me to arise for my help. I will enjoy the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. My going out is blessed. My coming in is blessed. The Lord surrounds me on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. Every word that has been spoken ahead of me that is contrary to the will of God for my life, the Lord erases it with the blood of Jesus, and he speaks peace for my sake in the name of Jesus Christ. Pleasant surprises are my portion. I lay hold on the good things that God has said for me in the name of Jesus. I will activate it. I will enjoy it. And my testimonies will abound in the name of Jesus. Today, I overcome the dragon of every sort in the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus, I overcome them. By the blood of Jesus, I receive my victory. And my testimony is certain in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I'm happy to say good morning to you today as we go out today. The favor of the Lord is apportioned in Jesus' name. And we want to thank God for the journey so far. We've been discussing the help of God. Anchor scriptures are from the book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, which says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our help will daily come from the Lord in Jesus' name. Yesterday, we talked about the help of God in aspect of stillness, calmness, and peace. So we'll continue with part two today, which is the help of the Lord as peace, calmness, and stillness. Taking an anchor scripture from the book of Psalm 46, and we'll be reading from the beginning to the end today. I'm reading KJV. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she will not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The Eden raged, the kingdom were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he had made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. Amen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Amen. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. As you are reading the scriptures, I want you to be saying amen to it, because there are words of declarations that I said, he will be exalted among us. He said, the Lord is with us and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. We will enjoy God more than we can ever think in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. When we look at the beginning of this verse to the end, it's talking about we holding our peace and allowing God to fight for us, because he has said he is our refuge and our strength, the very present help we need, the help that thousands of men cannot. He is able and capable to give us that help, the help that we daily yearn for, that we covet for on a daily basis. He is willing, he is able, he has the power to give us the help. All we just need to do is to rest in his presence and see what the Lord will do. Let's enjoy the salvation that he will give to us. Verse 10 said, be still and know that I am God. That means it is in stillness that we can know that he is God. When we are in a chaotic situation, if we did not allow ourselves to be still to hear what God is going to say, if we do not calm ourselves down to receive the salvation of God, we cannot enjoy salvation, because our five senses will be thinking and looking for solution. But the Bible is telling us that we should be rest assured in God. We know that he is our refuge and our fortress. He will definitely come to help us. All we just need to do is we should engage in that calmness. We should be still before him and see the salvation of the Lord for our lives. He said, be still and know that I am God. We enjoy the salvation of God in our stillness and calmness. He said, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Verse 11 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. What makes us run helter-skelter is when we forget these promises that he has set for us and thinking that we can do it by ourselves. We start running helter-skelter because we have lost hope. We have lost that belief, that faith in God that is in with us. We've allowed the devil to make us to get distracted by what we are seeing. Though we are always tempted to be moved by what we see, but the Bible is telling us that we should not allow our lives to be moved by what we see. We should stay in the presence of the Lord. He said, I am in the midst of you. No matter how tough that challenge is, he is saying that he is in the midst of you. That is the assurance. That is what he's telling you. He said, he is in the midst of you. When the children of Israel were passing through that Red Sea, that sea did not become dry. God separated the sea and they passed in between the sea. It's not that while the water was to the right or the left, it was not doing its own. The water was still doing its own business, but God made them to pass right in between it. He said, be still, because God of hosts is in the midst of us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I want us to know that our heart is a place where a lot of activities takes place. The place where a lot of activities takes place and where we make decisions, important decisions for our life. Many people have made decisions, wrong decisions that has ruined their life because they did not stay in the calmness of God. They forgot that God is right in the midst of them. So our heart needs to be guarded at all times, because that is the place where decisions are taken. That is the place where the issues of life flows. So we need to guard our heart at all times. We should make sure we don't lose guard, because when we lose guard, the devil takes advantage of it to sow the seed of negativity, to sow the seed of doubt, to sow the seed that is not of God, that will transpire into things that is outside God, that can lead to our harm, our destruction. That is why we need to guard our heart on the daily basis with the word of God. Remember that our heart is a land that the Lord is ready to take care of at all times, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. But we should make sure that we do not guard it outside the presence of God. He is in our midst. He's going to guard our heart. I want us to know that it is not all times that the Lord will silence that storm. It is not all times that he will take away that challenges. There are times where God will not silence it, but he will make us pass through it to strengthen us, to make us who he wants us to be. Because through challenges and tests of time, we grow as we see what God has done. As we enjoy the stillness of God and God giving us victory, we grow and we become more confident in God. So it is not all times that God will immediately wipe our tears, kill the person that is fighting us, take that battle away automatically. No, it is not all times that he will take it. He said, but we will enjoy the covering of God. We will enjoy the peace of God in that chaotic situation. He is always in the midst of us. All we need to do is to enjoy that peace of God, the strength that He makes available for us in that challenges, the peace that we enjoy in the middle of that chaos, the rest of mind that we see in that chaos. There are times that when we are even going through situation, the devil will say, why are you not worried? These challenges is tough, but you just find yourself being peaceful, being calm. Why? Because you have that consciousness and you believe that God is in the midst of me. I will not experience shame. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He will come right early for me. Many of us in the situation of the country presently, many of us are proclaiming the peace of God, the victory of God, because we have a fat account balance, or because we have the safety that my job will cover it up, or my business is big enough to solve all my problems. How many people can say in challenges and when there is no hope, when there is nothing you can bank on, and you see hold on and say, God is in the midst of me, I will not be moved. It is not in the abundance of what we have that we can say we are staying calm in the presence of God. It is when all the hope we have is God that we will not be moved. Many a times it looks as if God is getting too late, according to human factor. But I want us to know that God is never late. God is always on time, because He is the one that owns times and season, not human factor that owns it. God has the time and season in His hands. He is the one that called light out of darkness. Is your life in a chaotic situation? Does it look as if that darkness is looming? I want you to know that if you stay still in the Lord will bring out light out of that darkness. The Lord will bring out salvation for you. When man said there is no hope for you, when man said there is no hope for us in God, God brings out hope. He gives hope to us. He will save us from that challenges. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. He will not allow us to suffer like a child without a father. We have a father that is alive and is very intentional about us. And He will make sure He draws everything to give light to that darkness. The Bible says, be still and know I am in the midst of you. I am the God that gives refuge, that changes our story for good, that silences every stormy situation. I want to say this to you, O weary heart, remember your heart is the land that the Lord takes care of. His eyes is upon you from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Only if you can be still and see the salvation and watch the way of rescue is going to use in bringing you out. The Lord is always by your side. The Lord is in the midst of you. Don't be moved. Just take your position of stillness in God. Our God is the God that strengthens and delivers. He will deliver us. He is never far. He is always right on time. He is the first man in the fire. He has been in the fire for you before you got there. As a coolant, He is there to cool that fire for you even before you got there. He is the God that is good, that loves us. He is the God that has great love for us. I want us to use this word as an anchor scripture as you go. Psalm 18 verse 29 says, for by God we have run through a loop, and by our God we have lived over the wall in the name of Jesus. For by thee I have run through a loop. That is our word of affirmation. And by God we have lived over a wall, and every wall of limitation we are overcomer, because Christ Jesus has done the work of victory for us. We are winning from the side of victory. I want us to be still and continue to pray to God concerning Nigeria. We have lived over the wall. As a child of God, victory is our portion. Our testimonies, we abound in Jesus' name. As we go, we enjoy more of the grace of God. We receive that strength to stay calm and be still in the presence of God. We receive that consciousness and alertment that God is in the midst of us, and we will not be moved in Jesus' name. Brethren, don't forget that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Prepare in His strength and His grace, and the Spirit of the Lord will teach us. He will keep us to keep standing to the end of our race in Jesus. It is well with us. Good morning once again. Have a wonderful day.